I stand before you this morning with this theme of praying for our children. It came to me at the end of last year and looking ahead to this year with an expectancy and an excitement of a new dawning in 2020. To pray for our children, to pray for our grandchildren, to pray for our neighbours' children and our children across this land. Being a father, a grandfather, and now indeed a great-grandfather, my years are slipping by, but it's wonderful to have such a richness in family. But as a father, I am well aware of the temptation that comes before our children in the times in which we live today across our society. The temptation that they are under as the devil tries to poison their minds, the young minds through social media, which comes in many forms, the temptation of drugs, the temptation of knife crime, and how many children are abused in more ways than one, unloved and unwanted in our society, let alone across the world. And indeed in this county of Northamptonshire, there is a great problem with the children in this county who are in special care, but over the last 3 years is constantly breaking down through poor leadership, poor management, and just overwhelmed. As this theme buzzed around my mind these past few weeks, I am reminded of my own childhood, growing up in West Sussex, down there in Brighton and Hove, by the seaside. The seaside was our playground, and such innocent fun we had together as children, always feeling safe and free, basically, from temptation. But when fed up with the seaside, we would get on a bus and buy a ticket for a penny halfpenny. Can you remember that? My age group, a penny halfpenny bus ride. And we would go up to the Sussex Downs, and there we would explore and pretend we are exploring a new land and a new country. And what fun we had. No mobile phones, no media, just innocent fun. Children together. On the way back, on the bus, when we get off the bus, there was a little shop that we would pass, and the shop would sell us penny drinks. And for a penny, we would have a drink of Cherryade. Looking back, it was good. There were bad times and good times, but as children growing up, we had such freedom. It was so much easier then, I'm sure, to be a child growing up and a child today with all that comes before them. Our children today, so we turn to the gospel that Elaine read this morning from Matthew 19. Suffer little children unto me. In this text this morning, we see the tenderness and the compassion that Jesus took upon the children as they were brought to him by their mothers. And for us to be encouraged as a people and a church, to look at our vulnerable children as he brought these vulnerable children upon himself. And reminds us as adults our own weakness, that we also need to come before him like children and constantly learn from him. Isn't that what the gospel of truth is all about? To teach us how to act, to teach us how to love, to teach us how to have mercy, and to teach us how to pray for those in need and for those who need our prayers. As the mothers in this text this morning, brought these children to Jesus. These children, as we understand, were not ill or in need of healing. They were brought to Jesus because their mothers cared for their souls, cared for their well-being, for the love of their children. And all they wanted was Jesus to touch them and to bless them, and to bless them indeed. So as they came forward, the disciples, as we read, in their humanism and in their lack of understanding, tried to turn them away and to stop Jesus from doing what he was doing at that actual moment. And implied, I suppose, that Jesus had better things to do than to spend time with these mothers and blessing the children, as if the children were not important. And so therefore, not to bother them at that particular time. And so we read, Jesus, on hearing his disciples and what they said, Jesus was indignant, he rebuked them, and no doubt he was very cross with them that his disciples could say such a thing. And so he ordered them to bring the children to him. And it is surely not to be misunderstood that all our Lord meant in verse 17 was to inform us as adults and to inform them at the time as adults. We too must become childlike in order to be capable of receiving the kingdom of God and put aside our own prejudices and our own thoughts. I remember many years ago a person saying to me, if ever you say to Jesus, I have a plan and this is what I want to do, he will turn around and say, you got that wrong, Vernon, because I have a plan and this is what I want you to do. And if only we could be more childlike and listen to what God in Christ is saying to us through the gospel, how much easier our walk would be. So these little children depend on their parents, on their wisdom, their care, and their love. So they bring their children on this occasion to Jesus. He receives them. He took them upon his arms, put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. The mothers begged him to touch them, to touch their children. But he did more. He did more than those parents asked of him. He blessed them and took them to his bosom, and he promised them as children and said, the kingdom of God belongs to such as these little children, the kingdom of God belongs to these. Until they become of age and make their own profession of faith, to Jesus their friend, their shepherd king. And may we always be reminded, these little children, especially these children who came before us this morning, the kingdom of God belongs to them. And all our children before they are of age, the kingdom of God belongs to them. Until as adults they can then stand before God and invite Jesus Christ into their lives. If Jesus was able to find that compassion and mercy upon the children at that time with such love as these, it is therefore your duty and my duty to embrace and to reach out to the children beyond these church walls, within the community in which we all live and throughout our land. Remembering always the church mission always starts as soon as we go out of that front door into the car park and into the street. That's where the mission starts. Our mission as Christians starts right out there as soon as we walk away from this church. Our mission field doesn't start halfway across the world, although it's right to pray for those in the world. Of course it is, and that's what we do. But sometimes I think we sometimes miss our own mission field here because we get so involved and bogged down in Syria, in Iraq, in the far ends of the world, and yet right here in our community and right here in Northamptonshire, we have children unloved, children abused, and children desperately wanting care and that passion of Christ upon our lives. And we seem to forget sometimes because we get so involved in other parts of the world. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying for you to stop praying for those millions of miles away. But don't forget, right here in Wollaston and Urchester, Beaugette, Wellingborough, Northampton and beyond, there are children in such great need. Children suffering. And that too is our mission as a church. But we do this mission, of course, through prayer and stand our ground against the devil that has such a hold upon our youngsters across this land. Our vulnerable children caught up in county drug lines, peddling drugs, caught up in knife crime. Our children in care, and even when they're in care, we know, yes, we know, and it's no good being an ostrich and sticking our heads in the sand. Yes, we do know that even children in care have been and are abused, unloved and unwanted, and not knowing what it is to actually be loved. We are fighting a major battle right now. We will win. Yes, we will win because we have Christ on our side. But we will only win through corporate prayer, in praying as the gospel has taught us how to pray. And as Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, that Elaine read out, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities of the power of darkness. We are not fighting individual people, but we are fighting against the supernatural powers of the devil, who is opposed to the gospel teaching, who is opposed to the truth. We are fighting against the devil's schemes as he goes after our children. Our children are our Achilles heel. And in our weakness, that's where he is going to attack us. And we as born-again Christians, as we as a church, to have a greater understanding and growing personally in the authority that Jesus Christ has promised us to provide anointed leadership in his body, in the church. And you can read that in Luke chapter 10 and in Matthew 28. Through his body, the church, that's you and me, we come empowered by praying through his authority to bring about change for the common good. We therefore mobilize in the power of prayer to defeat the devil and to release our children across our communities, across our county lines and throughout our country. To free them from the principalities of the power of darkness in and through the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and set our children free. Yes, set our children free. This, of course, is not a one-off prayer, job done, so to speak, but a constant daily prayer in His authority for our children's sake. We need to recognize our capabilities and the power that we have. Yes, we need to recognize more the power that we have because we have the gospel, because we have the authority that Jesus has given. And He commands us and He encourages us to pray for those needs at the time. And we need to recognize this through prayer. To become that kingdom congregation, taking part through prayer in embodying the kingdom of God, which Jesus Christ is working as prophet, as priest, and as king. When we take on board seriously and work in unison to be a powerful church in prayer and at prayer, and be that kingdom congregation, that all-powerful congregation that turns our society around and turns our community around, because we are covering it in the authority of Jesus Christ through prayer. I want to read you a short passage from Acts. Acts chapter 1, reading from verse 4. Down to verse 8. On one occasion, while He was eating with them, He gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of My Father promised, which you have heard Me speak about. For John baptized you with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked Him, Lord, are You at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We will be His witness across the land and across the world, because He has given us that authority and He has given us the power of the Holy Spirit to be that kingdom church and to make a difference, not only in our immediate communities, but to make a difference through the church worldwide and across the world. So we can be that strong witness. And the only way we can defeat the devil is to make sure that we are, as a church, united in prayer and pray in His authority by the Holy Spirit given to us. This we must do for the sake of our children across this land. My challenge to all of us, and I challenge myself this morning as one of your newly elected deacons, in which I thank you for having trusted me to be one of your deacons and to the high office you have called me. I challenge you this morning to take this on board, what I have shared with you this morning, and pray for all our children across this country throughout the new year, 2020, month on month on month, and not just one prayer. By standing to pray tonight for those of you who are able to come, tonight being our churches together in prayer from 6 to 7 o'clock tonight. Will some of you, or those of you who are able to meet with me in prayer tonight and to start off praying for our children tonight, and to bring with you any prayers that the Lord has laid on your heart to pray for, maybe in that hour that is allocated to us, pray for such tonight. And meet every month throughout this year, corporately, praying for our children and for our children's sake.